How you doing today? Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Hello, and thank you for hanging out. We are going to be looking at the energy of the Empress today in the tarot deck. However, we are going to do it with a spin. It's through the lens of rock and roll. And I've been getting, you know, I do want to say thank you. The positive feedback that I have received about this so far, doing it with this spin of music, is like I've mentioned in the first episode, I don't know tarot the way I know music. Music is the one thing I feel comfortable sharing all of my knowledge. Tarot, I just got into a couple of years ago, but I was asked why we don't talk about the meanings of the cards in reverse. Do I not believe in that? I absolutely do. I know there are tarot card readers out there that do not recognize the upside down version of a tarot card. I do for two reasons. Number one, my mother would slap the ever living snot out of me if I didn't, because that's how she did it and that's how I was taught long before I ever got into tarot. She would just always look and say, well, this is reversed or that's reversed, so that means something different, Brian, and that was that. And I also feel that if a card flips upside down or if it turns over or flies out of the deck, there's a reason for that. And we will be looking at all of these meanings in reverse after we get through the 78 cards in a traditional tarot deck upright. The Empress to me, you know, it's all about feminine energy. And that doesn't necessarily mean female. A lot of times we see the Empress, we think, all right, it's female. But the energy of the Empress comes with that sultriness. Now, the energy in the Empress is embodied in that song, Betty Davis Eyes, by Kim Carnes. She's got that very raspy voice. And in the opening line, she says, her hair is Harlow gold. Her lips are a sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis Eyes. Now, it's the line about her hands are never cold. Especially if you're into Reiki, you know about warm hands and healing hands. The Empress has a healing energy to her, a nurturing energy. Now, we equate that to female because of the mothering instinct. That's how it was written back in 1909 when the Rider-Waite deck was formed. And if I see the Empress, I'll immediately think of a female energy, but that's not necessarily always the case. To me, if you, as a kid, had a problem, did you run to mom or did you run to dad? You ran to mom for her to listen. And dad, I mean, I grew up Italian, New York in the 80s. Dad took care of the problem, but mom listened to the problem. That's the energy of the Empress. If I went to a friend of mine in my 20s and said, yo, this guy messed with me at the bar, my friend would be like, where is he? What bar? Come on. Whereas if I went to one of my female friends, her first reaction would be, are you okay? Now, that's the energy of this card. That's where, if you listen to Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes, that's what I picture. Now, you look at who the Empress is represented by in Anthony Parisi's classic rock deck. It's Janis Joplin. Now, in the lines to Peace of My Heart, what does she say? Didn't I make you feel like you were the only man? Didn't I give you nearly anything that a woman possibly can? Honey, you know I did. And each time I tell myself, well, I think I had enough, I'm going to show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. You know, it's not necessarily just because a woman is nurturing, like the mama bear, because it's this nurturing energy that it can't be active or reactive even. It's just that your first instinct with the Empress card is to make sure that you're okay. That's the energy. It doesn't mean that the Empress isn't going to throw hands or, you know, fight for her loved ones. And there's a self-care element to the Empress where a lot of guys tend to push it aside, where it's, you know, a spa day or a mental health day where you just take off of work, and it's not because you're sick and it's not because you have something going on, but you're just going to go to the lake and read a book, or you're going to sit down somewhere, maybe get a haircut. You know, that makes you feel good. Doesn't matter whether you're, guy, girl, any of that. It's just it makes you feel good, so you do it. But with the energy of a more masculine card, like the King of Swords, you wouldn't really associate that type of thing. Hey, you know what? You've been working your tail off. You just got this raise. Why don't you celebrate getting this raise by buying some new clothes? That will make you feel good. That is the energy of the Empress. It doesn't necessarily have to be a female in the Empress, but energy that embodied what we equated in a female in 1909 when the Rider-Waite deck was originally released. I mean, you look at some of the images of these cards. I mean, they're over 100 years old now, and there's so many decks where they modernize the images, but the sentiment of each card is the same. Now, if you looked at me, I don't even have hair. So what would a self-help, self-care day be for me? I would get a new tattoo. That would make me feel good. It's the feelings. It's the nurturing. You know, I would go buy a new hat because I love backwards sports hats. That would be my way of nurturing myself. And when you think of, you know, the Kim Carnes with the sultriness, the Janis Joplin who had such a rasp in her voice but spoke wholeheartedly about being a woman, not just in Peace of My Heart and Cry Baby and Me and Bobby McGee and what the femininity, the energy of the feminine, the divine feminine meant to her and exuded in her lyrics, in her music. That, when you look at the Empress, is where I would take this. The Empress as an energy isolated is nurturing. The type of secrets you would confide in a mother type figure, the type of advice that you would seek in a mothering figure, that to me is the Empress. And if you follow me on YouTube, I have a YouTube channel as well, Rock and Soul Tarot. I do a couple of these videos. There's about 25, 30 up. I do have some examples of tarot in reverse and the songs that I equate to those definitions. And we will continue to do this through the major arcana and then each suit of the minor arcana, where we will associate music with the tarot. Thank you. I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.